Rolling Stones 50th anniversary tour at the Staples Center. Great show. I was saying that, you know, Mick Jagger, what is he, in his 70s, something crazy?
Oh, yeah. He's a great grandfather.
And, you know, the stage was the tongue, you know, that went out, big, like, tongue circle stage, so you could run around the whole thing, mm-hmm. out into the crowd. And didn't stop the entire time. And, you know, he gets, you know, where he's clapping, you know, got the mic in one hand, he's clapping, the whole crowd, you know, gets in with him, clapping by the side. Where my shoulders got tired. Here's a 70-year-old guy running around the stage for 2.5 hours, and I'm tired, for about 2 minutes of clapping above my head.
My rotator cuffs are fatiguing.
Yeah, took my son to that concert, too. I thought, you know, the 50th anniversary tour would be the last tour, and so I wanted to get the T-shirt. So who knows? This could be the last tour. I'm just saying. How long can they go?
Right.
The Rolling Stones, Petco Park in San Diego, May 24th. Tickets are on sale now, but we're giving away a pair of tickets right now. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Looking for caller 25. All right, so let's get Raymond Cruz
yes.
in here. We all know him as from Tuco on Breaking Bad, and now he's going to be in a Lifetime movie about one of the news stories that pretty much shocked us all. We're all
crazy.
Hanging on the edge of our seats, just going, "What? How did this happen?" He's going to be playing Ariel Castro in the Lifetime movie Cleveland Abduction. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, Raymond.
Hey, good morning.
I know you as Julio Sanchez too.
You got good taste.
Yeah. Right? Oh, The Closer, Major Crimes. I love it. It's so funny because we're talking earlier, and Frank's like, "He's a mean-looking guy, badass." And
well, I know you from Training Day.
Right.
Back
well, in Frank's right.
Right, but I mean, like Julio Sanchez is like such a nice, like so, like just your nice guy.
Yes.
So it's like I said earlier, that's proof that you're an awesome actor because
yes,
you
ma'am.
Really do transform.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And this new movie coming out, I play Ariel Castro. I gained 28 pounds.
I thought he was way heavier than you.
2 weeks.
What?
How'd you do it?
As much junk food as you could possibly eat.
With injected butter and everything?
Oh, so
as much,
yeah,
whatever, anything and everything. McDonald's is a great source.
Was it a wonderful 2 weeks or was it?
You know, you get sick after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. And then you have to keep doing it. And then you're like, I just want to stop eating.
How long did it take you to shoot this movie?
Well, I worked on it for 6 weeks. It took about 4 weeks, but we worked 6 days a week, 16 hours a day.
But if there's another reshoot or something, they're like, hey, we need you to come in. You're like,
I took the weight off.
Let me go eat some stuff and I'll come back.
Well, it took 28 days to lose 30 pounds.
How'd you do that?
I run.
Oh, okay. You just ran it
yeah,
off.
My wife says, good morning, hon. my wife says, you tell people that you run, but you don't tell them that you run for 3 hours. And I run through the hills where I live in Silver Lake and Echo Park,
okay.
and I run through the L.A. River.
Do you get along with your mother-in-law?
Yeah, yes, I love my mother-in-law.
Is that because she's
right.
listening?
Do you have any pets?
Well, she gave me my wife.
Do you have any pets?
We have a blue-tongued skink named Blue.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right,
an exotic pet.
Your blue-tongued skink's hanging off a cliff, and your mother-in-law, which one do you save?
I'm going with the blue-tongued skink. My son is very attached to it.
Okay.
I don't even know what this thing is. What is this? I've never heard of it.
It's a lizard. It looks like a little alligator. He's very sweet.
Okay.
He did bite my son once, but my son poked him in the eye. So he lost that fight.
Yeah,
will,
exactly.
Will he get really big? Like if you keep him, he'll get enormous?
They go to a certain size. It was actually a rescue. We rescued him. You know, he was in he was being held captive by a bunch of like 5-year-olds.
So,
and, you know, they do damage to animals.
Exactly.
God.
And this animal loves my wife. A lizard loves my wife. My wife comes in and he stares at her.
Yes,
people
yeah.
say that lizards or any kind of reptile as a pet doesn't. I mean, it likes you because it wants to be on your warm body as a hot rock. But yeah, you say this lizard actually has eyes for your wife.
When I come in, he hisses at me.
Maybe he's reincarnated. Like he's some guy from, you know, the past. He just came back as a lizard.
I have to tell you, my wife listens to your show every day.
She does. And
what's her name?
Simi Cruz.
Hi, Simi.
And she loves your show.
Well, thank you. You should have brought her down here with you.
It's too early.
Is she in the green room?
No. We have an 8-year-old, so yeah. He takes precedent over everything.
Does he like the show, too?
Yes. My wife tells me, and she tells me all the time, I love him more than you. And I say, oh, okay, I didn't even ask this time.
She's offering that up.
Raymond Cruz hanging out with us. I want to hear more about this Lifetime movie, Cleveland Abduction, because this was like one of the biggest news stories. And as far as the details of the story that we got in the news, it was a woman was held captive for 11 years.
Michelle Knight, right?
Three women.
And
Michelle Knight was held for the longest time. He was her first
victim. She's the
victim.
One that went to get a puppy from him for her son? Was that her?
That was the ruse.
Okay.
You know, he found her at a – she was trying to go – she was trying to reclaim her son from her son was taken away from her. I don't want to give away too much of the movie.
Right.
But then Ariel Castro basically stalked her, and he saw that she needed a ride, and he offered her a ride. And she knew – all of these girls knew his daughters.
So he basically stalked them,
and then he abducted them, and then he held them. He held Michelle Knight for 11 years.
So you've played some pretty shady characters as far as
Ariel. I don't know
Ariel.
About shady, Frank. Come on.
But as far as Ariel Castro, and you said you shot it in 6 weeks.
I saw it as a love story.
Oh, my God.
How romantic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's evil. He ended up committing suicide, right? In jail?
Supposedly. Supposedly.
Oh, gotcha.
They don't know, but yeah, he did.
Well,
he was
died. Left
he,
alone.
He was arrested, convicted. And then he was in jail, and they found him hanging in his cell.
But they're not, yeah, so they're like.
So did you have access? I mean, obviously the directors or what to the story had access to maybe stuff that we didn't hear in the news, and so when they're including
yes.
this in the Lifetime story. I mean, the stuff that you found out and like, okay, he did this. Now you're going to play this.
Well,
did
I was
ever,
just
like, sticking you.
I was just like everyone else. I had heard tidbits, and so it seemed very salacious. You know, it just seemed like this guy was a sex pervert, and he just. Wanted these girls for his own pleasure. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Right.
And when I started doing my research, and then you know, you realize that they were. I don't want to give away too much because when you watch the film, you will get all the details and you will understand. I read the script, and my wife said, "Don't do this part." She goes, "It's so salacious." She goes, "This guy's horrible. He's a pig." And I said, honey, read the script. My wife read it, and she said, oh, my God, you have to do this part.
Yeah, because, I mean, the house that he kept them in, I think, has now since been torn down.
Been torn
but,
down.
Like, so curious of what that was like her conditions, what that was, because we don't know.
The house, your studio is huge. The house was so small. The rooms were small and dirty.
And they were kept in the basement.
Freezing cold. And he kept the heat off, and he basically tortured them. He had them in the basement. He chained them up, gagged them. You know, and he basically did whatever he wanted.
He went about
his
day, right? He went to work, went and did his thing. And
he was a school bus driver.
Oh, my God.
God, Raymond.
Who plays the role of the guy who became, I guess, internet news famous, who basically shut down the whole thing? The black guy who was going to McDonald's. And
well, he just happened to be there when
is he in the story, in the movie?
Yes. Yes. I mean, they're very true to the facts of what happened. I mean, you have to because it's an actual, you know, someone's life, Michelle Knight. And I just want to say, you know, Michelle Knight is a hero, honestly.
You met her?
Oh, several times. I was with her yesterday. We did the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be coming out just before the movie.
Has she seen the movie?
You know, no.
Ooh, I don't know.
No, I don't think, it's so traumatizing. I don't think she wants to see it. I'm telling you, when we shot this movie, the scenes are so realistic and everything. It's so dark because that's what happened.
Right.
You know, you can't Disney-fy,
no,
Disney-fy
no, no,
it.
No, no,
you know,
no,
it's not that.
Can
kind
you imagine
of story.
If they did?
Right. The girls were happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to keep you in the tower, and you're going to grow your hair real long.
Just wait. There's a prince coming, girl.
Yeah.
Just be patient now.
You stay down there. You're not going to the ball.
Well, he said there was a prince coming. We should just be patient.
I guess that is Disney-fying.
Yeah, and he's bringing McDonald's.
Every story is that. You said you gained almost 30 pounds for the role. Is this when you take on the part of Ariel Castro and we're watching it, is anyone going to recognize Raymond Cruz, or is it going to be like, we're not, you're unrecognizable.
I didn't recognize myself.
Wow.
Hair all kind of grown out and crazy,
well,
right?
Well, I shaved my head because we aged 11 years in the film. And I grew a beard and we did wigs because there's different stages throughout that. And he changes dramatically. So, and when you see him at the end, when he's in the courtroom,
yeah.
He looks like, you know, an old grandfather.
Ugh.
So, you know, and I'm, you know, I at first when they were casting it, they really didn't want me. He looks too handsome.
So what do you
and
do
like,
when
no,
you're
really,
trying
I'm
to convince? I can ugly myself up. So what do you really go in and go, I can look like this guy, or you force
no,
them
no,
to
no,
see
they
you?
Don't, they don't, you know, it was my agent.
Okay.
My agent, Raph, God bless him, you know, he went after the part. And he said he saw that it was available, and he said, you know, I'm going to push. He goes, I got something, working on something for you. So he was the one who really, in cahoots with Helen Verno at Sony, and they were the ones that got me assigned to do the part.
When does this come out? When do we see it? Do you know that?
Of course. It comes out May 2nd at 8 p.m. May 2nd, 8 p.m. on Lifetime. And then please, everyone, just watch because it's not anything that Lifetime has done before. There's disclaimers all over the film. And it looks like a real gritty indie film, and it's disturbing.
And I love Taryn Manning as an actress. Heck, she plays Michelle Knight.
All the girls, Samantha Droege, Katie Sarif, and Pam Grier's in it, and Joe Morton. The cast is amazing. Everyone does such a fantastic job. You'll be transported. You will feel like you are in the center of this.
Well, we want to take a hot shower afterwards at the bot.
Or you might just want to just lay around in it, Frank.
Knowing him, absolutely.
All right, real quick, let's do five questions with Raymond Cruz.
All right, here we go.
All right, if you could go back in time and kill Adolf Hitler, would you do it?
Yes.
Really?
I have a lot of Jewish friends, and I love them. Okay. You know, and just the fact this guy was a monster. All these monsters deserve to die.
All right, question number two. When was the last time you did any deep tongue kissing?
On last night with my wife.
All right, really?
We've been together for a long time, and I love my wife. I adore my wife.
Nice.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. When searching for porn on the internet, have you ever typed in the phrase armadillo?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Armadillos do nothing for me.
Would you ever eat brown sesame seeds?
No.
Really?
Yes.
All right. And last question. Are you currently carrying nail clippers?
No.
No. All right.
And I never sucked my thumb.
Never sucked your thumb.
The reason to bring up the nail clippers is because there was a kidnapping story in the news where a woman was bound but ended up escaping. This is recently,
with nail clippers.
Recently in the news. She was bound and she found a guy. She's like, please help me. For the last 5 days, it was only 5 days, but I've been held captive in this house. And the guy had nail clippers on him and was able to free her with his nail clippers.
Whoa. Is he MacGyver?
You never think, well, I'm a hero because these nail clippers.
He was on his way to Let's Make a Deal, and he happened to have nail clippers, picture of his grandmother.
Was he 80 years old?
He was a really old guy with
and
the
a
nail
condom.
Clippers.
All right.
Want a handkerchief? thank you, Raymond, for coming in.
I can't wait for
tell your wife we said hello, and you can come back anytime, man. Anytime you got anything to promote, just stop on in, hang out with us.
Major Crimes, our new season starts back up June 8th.
It's a good spinoff.
It's Monday nights at 9 on TNT.
That
really great
show.
Great episodes coming up, and it's a wonderful cast. And I just want to say Cleveland Abduction, again, May 2nd at 8 p.m. on Saturday night, so please tune in.
And don't forget if you set your DVRs, because this is something that you'll definitely want to see. You won't even recognize the man, Raymond Cruz, right here. All right, thank you so much. We're going to come right back after traffic. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.